live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
It is manic for some people. All you have to do is take a breath. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J. Show. Happy Monday to you, the last Monday of 2019. What do you got prepared for 2020? You can't just let life happen. You have to prepare something. 884-9910, if you have any thoughts on the new year, things you'd like to see happen, things you'd like to change personally or professionally, or you'd like to see those elected politicians, those elected representatives come through for you. So by now, most people have heard about the shooting in Texas. Maybe. Maybe not. For the simple fact that mainstream media doesn't really like to point out things that are taken care of by armed American citizens. A mass murder didn't happen because people had the right to protect themselves. When a psycho had a gun, people didn't have to wait for law enforcement to show up. The difference between Texas and New Yorkers, Californians, and progressives everywhere, they know how to protect themselves. And they believe in their right to do it, which we should all believe in. You know, we talk about the progressives and free education and free health care, and how about the freedom to protect yourself? Those are the free things that I want. You know, that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, how about being able to defend that life? The video's online, if you haven't seen it. You can watch the man come into a church in Texas. Open fire. And the best part is, you'll see him taken down by a member of the congregation. Schools, churches, these no gun zones or gun-free zones. Most ridiculous thing that ever came about. It just makes them targets. But unlike those other states, people in Texas still have their wits about them. Now, as for people who want to become president of the United States of America, you know, that place that was founded on the principles of Bill of Rights, Constitution, where we told those who ruled over us, no more. As people who are against the Second Amendment, you know, like that guy Cory Booker, who's actually coming to town, today. Don't really care, though. I'm not even going to tell you where he's going to be at because I know nobody's going to show up. But let's go back to the supposed front runner. Depending on what poll you're looking at. Joe Biden got people up in arms when he basically said all you need is a shotgun. That's all you need to protect your home. Handguns, rifles, you don't need all this stuff. Just need a shotgun. Man's an idiot. Well, let's take a little listen to his latest comments and idiocy.
And the second one is on the damage of the firearms. It is irrational, with all due respect to the governor of Texas, irrational what they're doing. On the very day you see a mass shooting, I guess the numbers now, I was on a plane the last 2.5 hours, I think up to 5 killed. And we're talking about loosening access to have guns, be able to take them into places of worship, store them in school. I mean, it's just absolutely irrational. It's totally irrational. And it's...
Why is it irrational, Joe? Because it saves lives? I don't know. Is it irrational, Joe, because it saves Republican lives? Do you hate Republicans that much? Do you hate people that love this country? Why is it irrational, Joe, to be able to protect the ones you love? To be able to go into your house of worship, whether it be a church or a synagogue or a temple, and pray, join with others and embrace your faith. Why is it irresponsible to take a course, to have someone teach you how to use a firearm properly, respectively, or respectfully, to carry that firearm with you, concealed or not concealed? You let people have keys to cars. More people have died because of vehicles. Yet that doesn't seem to be a problem for you. It's just firearms. And when you talk about confiscation, you head to Virginia. Let's go to the opposite ends of the spectrum here, where an attempted mass shooter is taken down. Let's go out to Virginia, where the Bloomberg purchased legislature is trying to put through bills of confiscation of legal firearms, legally owned, legally handled firearms. And why? Ask yourself why these paid groups, Mothers for Change or Mother Whatevers for, yeah, I can't use that term. Who's funding them? Why are criminals, people who are legally not allowed to own firearms, Why are they not worried about confiscation? Why are they not worried about, registration? And why do they wholeheartedly support Democrats in their messed up sense of patriotism, in their messed up sense to disarm law-abiding citizens? Could that be just more easier targets? No criminal in his right mind is going to walk into a home that has a protected by Smith & Wesson or protected by Sig Sauer sign in the window or an NRA sticker in the window or a Gun Owners of America sticker in the window. But they will easily go into the neighbor's house or into a gun-free zone, into any store in America that they know does not allow firearms. And they will start killing people and shooting the place up. So criminals aren't as stupid as we think they are. They think these things through. But the people who are running for president, the people who are already elected in Democrat-controlled areas, blue states, they just want to disarm law-abiding citizens. I wonder how many people would have been killed in that church in Texas yesterday. Just a thought. What are you doing to protect you, yourself, and your family? Because if it's supporting Democrats in any way, shape, or form, well, you must not love your family that much. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. Get a little Mambo action in on this final Monday of 2019. Are you going to be doing that tomorrow night? Going to a New Year's Eve party? Show off your dancing skills? Are you going to be chilling at home? I'm not really worried about watching that ball drop, so I'll probably just be in my studio working. I don't know. There's something about standing in the freezing cold of wherever you're at, watching a big lighted ball drop and people counting down. I just never got it. That's, you know, that's just not me. That is just not me. 884-9910. What are you going to be doing on New Year's Eve? You going to one of these big blowout parties? Whatever you do, if you imbibe, please think about your family. Get home safely. I was just re-watching the video of the shooting yesterday. in Texas. And boy, I tell you, it's amazing that this guy even got off two shots. Because who wears a big coat with the hood up in church and then goes and asks a question? I could see him maybe getting one shot off, but two. But then that third shot. Yeah, that was him going down. And when you watch the video closely, it's sad. It's almost as if some people did expect it, that they were in a house of worship, that they were with their community, and yet still in the back of their minds, they suspected that someone would come in and try to end their lives. Because it wasn't just one good citizen, good person with a gun, because, well, there are good women out there with those guns too. One shot and that guy was down and he was done. Yes, I agree, this should not be happening in our communities anywhere. But until you have elected officials that do their job, and when they talk about confiscating firearms, they should be talking about confiscating firearms from people who should not legally own them. From criminals. Until the elected officials put more, I'm sorry, whew, God, I just like gave me a quick pain in my head. Elected representatives start spending money in law enforcement rather than making law enforcement look like the bad guys. Until they start putting more into law enforcement to protect the citizenry, rather than tying their hands, cutting forces, and not giving them the equipment or the ability to do their jobs, then this is just what we're going to see. Once again, elected representatives not doing their jobs of protecting the American citizen. It's not the law-abiding citizen that is the problem. It is not the Second Amendment that is the problem. It is the lack of respect for law enforcement. Not only in certain communities, but in school, in households. When people project that law enforcement is the bad guy, what does that tell you about how a child is being raised? What does that tell you about that family and what they are doing? Just saying. I was raised to respect law enforcement. That if anything were to ever happen to me, I could go find that man or woman in uniform and I would be helped. And now we just have people throwing water on them, throwing buckets at them, disrespecting them, not listening to them, threatening them, ambushing them. Now the citizens have to come forward and protect law enforcement officers out there. How pathetic is that? It's the Democrat way. It's the socialist way. Look it up. Divide and conquer. 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show. Your show. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Here's Fox. You know I love it when you participate. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. But you can do it any way you want. You can call in 884-9910. Or you can shoot me an email. Monica at 991FMTalk.com. You can also download the podcasts or stream live at 991FMTalk.com. Hey, while you're over there, answer the poll question we've been working on. What do you think about resolutions? I mean, real resolutions. Not just things that, you know, oh, I'm going to lose weight. No, a real resolution to do something. So far, we are at yes. They have been very effective for me at 9.52%. Nobody looks as though assigned the no, I'll make a resolution, but never follow through. No, we just go either yes, they've been effective, or no, I don't even bother. No, I don't even bother is sitting at 90%. And that's sad. That just shows how we just give up. They can be useful tools, but only if you actually work at it. Checking the emails. As I was speaking about collectives earlier, yes, collective. It does translate into communists, busybodies, bullies. Yeah, I can't use that last term, but yes, that's what they do transfer into or translate into. But there are ways for you to stop this. As we look at this Monday, the last Monday of 2019, this show started on March 3rd of 2019. We haven't even made it a year yet. And one of the things that I keep hearing over and over and over in complaints is that elected representatives keep talking about what's wrong and something needs to be done. This is wrong. That's wrong. But nobody ever gives you a solution. Nobody ever gives you the alternative of what they're going to do. Why is that? Because if they keep it vague, then you can't hold it against them. They can't be held accountable. Because that's the thing that they worry about most. You, the American citizen, the only one who should have the right to vote, but as we see that changing in this country, a lot of elected representatives out there, they don't seem to have an issue with people who are not a legal citizen of this country voting. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? We need to change our system. We need to get money out of it. And we need people who actually come up with ideas. If they're going to drop funding for something, have an idea to appease those who maybe don't support it. I was speaking with someone last night, and I was confused as to the thought and the mindset of progressives and Democrats just in general. And when you look at the accomplishments that our president, yeah, because people used to say this about good old Barry, too. Whether you voted for him or not, he's still your president. I love saying that now. But the majority of things that he has done for this country is for everyone in this country. They have just been betterments. Look at this. People not standing up against China, and we are finally signing the first of more agreements to come with China when it comes to the trade deal. How we've been getting messed over, not the term I wanted to use, how this country's been getting messed over by China for decades. And all the presidents knew it. They just didn't have the cojones to do anything about it. Just a thought. 884-9910. Let's check in with Barney. Hello, Barney. How are you on this last Monday of 2019?
Hey, Monica. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
It's giving me time to ponder things.
I noticed that, and, you know, I was listening to you here, Janet and I are on our way back to Dayton, and I was listening to you, and I figured, you know, Monica's pondering, maybe I should do the same thing.
What are you pondering?
Well, number one, I'm pondering what a great job our president is doing in light of the fact that he has been fought with on every single thing that he has tried to do. And like me and some of my friends were talking the other night, it's mission accomplished for everything that he has promised us. Maybe some of the stuff hasn't been as good, but it's a good compromise with what he's had to put up with.
Yeah, it's a start, because when he comes back in 2020, he can finish, and if Republicans win the House again and keep the Senate, maybe even gain a few more, then he can actually get the things done that need to be done.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, on his impeachment, I really do hope it goes to trial and it gets acquitted. Because then I've heard that he can use that old law and have more than just his two terms. He may grab an extra year or 2 years out of it. Then the other thing that I've been pondering.
Okay,
is,
well, wait a minute, Barney. Okay. I'm missing something here. That's real? If he gets acquitted. I thought that was a joke that people were just saying because he's been so terrorized that, you know, he should get an extra term.
Somebody posted the law. And, you know, I'm just taking it for face value, but somebody posted the law on Facebook. course, you know, we can always believe everything on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm going to have Mr. Meehan check into this for.
Yeah, and please announce
Sean,
it.
Sean, where are you?
But they posted the law on Facebook, and it looked good to me. So, anyway, with that, at least we're going to have four more years of him. The second thing is the shooting, of course, where the parishioner was able to conceal carry and took down the shooter. This is something that's getting far too little publicizing in the media. There's a lot of the media that aren't even saying that the guy was able to shoot this madman because he had a concealed carry and because he was a church security. So
they did
bravo
the same
for that church.
They did the same thing with the Walmart shooting, the last Walmart shooting that was, what, 2-3 months ago? That it was an armed citizen that took down the shooter.
Yes.
No publicity on that whatsoever.
None. And Christy and I, you know, occasionally we talk about this from Battleborn. And we agree that just about everybody should be able to conceal carry. There are a few, you know, that should not own firearms. But for the majority of the citizens, they should have the ability to conceal carry.
You know, Barney, that is something that we need to push for. If we win the House, if we win the Senate, and they have the majorities and we have the presidency, we have to push national conceal carry. That it doesn't matter if you are a law-abiding citizen. It does. A piece of clothing or a purse should not matter in your right to be able to protect yourself.
That's exactly 100%. And then the third thing, of course, is, as you know, our recall effort. And I'm pondering back on that and what success we've had in getting this movement from grassroots, basically four people, to probably 28,000 people right now. And I'm just so grateful that we were able to do as well as what we have been doing so far. And I know with the support of the state that we will be able to accomplish our mission and recall this crooked governor.
I hope so, because when you've got sheriffs coming out now and saying, well, no, it is my responsibility to, you know, enforce the laws that the crooked governor or whoever makes. So, Barney, I got to let you go. I got Bill waiting on the line. And I tell you, that's the most important thing, is our right to recall this governor. Where can people find out more information?
They can go to www.fightfornevada.com.
Thank you so much for the call, and Happy New Year. Here's to an awesome
Happy
2020,
New Year.
Barney. Have a great day. Thanks, Janet, for letting him call. Let's go to Bill in Sparks. Hi, Bill. What would you like to talk about on this last Monday of 2019?
Well, I tell you, excuse me, pardon me. I'm sorry. Should have warmed up first. Saturday, I was listening to the news on the radio, and they had talked about 2019 being the biggest year of mass shootings in American history. And USA Today and some other news organization, I think it was, the Associated Press, had gotten together and put that story out there. And I thought to myself, oh, so they're going to attack the gun industry this way and try to sway people to surrender their firearms and you know, just let's let them go because, you know, there's just too many people that can't handle them. And then Sunday I heard about the church shooting, but I didn't hear everything. I didn't hear the part where the massacre was stopped by parishioners that had guns. And that put a whole different light on the subject because, as you know, it's getting closer to the Democrats taking over in Virginia, and that's a big story for them. Yeah. And they're talking about confiscation or at least registering all your guns. And I look at Governor Northam over there, and I think he's more of a KKK boss myself, and that the people
they're the ones that started by the Democrat Party, so.
Yeah, and all the they're African Americans up there too that are in positions of authority, but I'm looking at them as perhaps maybe Uncle Toms. I don't know. That's just my off the cuff observation, but it's like if you're in Virginia and you want to pick off the flock of God who's there to listen to the sermon, easy pickings.
Mm-hmm.
Easy pickings. But in Texas, no. And here in Nevada, I think we have the same type of laws because I think that a lot of houses of worship here, let me just put it that way, have, since the church shooting 2 years ago, have discreetly put in place designated people to make sure that such things don't amount to a massive 24 people murdered in a church. You know, that may be one or two, and then one of the dead is the gunman himself. Anyway, that's my thought. That's the only message I wanted to share. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
Bill. Year, everybody. And love you. Nevada strong.
Thank you so much for the call. Love you too, Bill. And yes, Nevada strong. That's what we are. And that's what we have to continue to be. And it's sad because the Democrats are just trying to tear that apart. We'll be back right after this with the final segment of the show for this Monday for 2019. I can't believe this is already here. Can't believe it. Where did this year go? It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Since there's only 3 minutes left of the show, probably not your calls, but a quick email never hurts at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And that's how we'll wrap up the show. That's how we'll wrap up this regular show before we hit New Year's Eve. Trying hard to get engaged with the party locally. I've participated in local politics by attending city council meetings, county meetings, and even some meetings at the state level. During the last election cycle, I volunteered to be a delegate for the party. But it was a time of great transition for the Republican Party, and I never heard back from them. Since then, I found a ton of disorganization. I would appreciate your giving advice to meetings of the Republican Party that occur locally where there's not a lot of divisiveness and weird talk. You have talked me into advocacy, but still a little gun shy. John, I hate this email. And the only reason that I hate your email is that I don't have an answer for you. The party is still a little on the divisive side. The party is still full of rhinos. And what happens is you get personalities. You get strong, willful personalities that feel that, well, their opinion is what matters. So the only advice I really have, John, is you have to become a bigger voice. And you have to know that the divisiveness is there. But you have to just go back to what our founding fathers were trying to do in this great experiment. And for yourself personally, just stay as strong and as straight on as they would want you to be. They laid down their lives, their futures for us, and we've got to keep it going. Have a great day.